Thank you and good afternoon. The city of Fortuna hasn't had a finance director for over a year, but that will change later this month after the city council appointed Aaron Felmley as the city's new finance director on Monday. Felmley is currently an accountant for the Eureka Finance Department and is a graduate of Humboldt State University with a degree in business administration. Interim city manager Randy Mendoza said in a statement that everyone is excited to have a finance director like Felmley on site who can manage the critically important financial and accounting task. Felmley's first official day will be March 23rd. Motorists driving on the last chance grade, the stretch of Highway 101 just south of Crescent City, are advised to prepare for 10 to 20 minute delays, as one-way control traffic will be in effect. A retaining wall on the south end of the last chance grade suffered damage due to geological movement, which cut 10 feet of width from the road. The road is now 18 feet wide. A temporary traffic signal will be used at the location, while emergency personnel drive piles into the ground below the road to provide more stability. Officials from Caltrans District 1 say that further loss of the roadway will likely result in a full closure. Congressman Jared Huffman spoke with state and federal transportation officials yesterday following the report, and he will hold a community town hall meeting in April to discuss the last chance grade. Huffman went on to say that he will also convene a meeting with a stakeholder group to find a durable solution. The Fortuna Police Department is searching for a male suspect who robbed the Chevron gas station on Main Street earlier this morning. The masked suspect walked into the store concealing what appeared to be a handgun in his jacket and then fled the scene with an undisclosed amount of cash. The suspect was last seen running south on 9th Street, and while officers did recover the suspect's mask and some cash that was dropped, they could not locate the suspect in the immediate area. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. A New York resident is currently in Humboldt County Jail awaiting extradition after Eureka officers arrested him during a follow-up felony investigation on California Street on Tuesday morning. The department's POP unit responded to the 2000 block of California Street, and 24-year-old Jonathan Duvall was seen running out of the back door of the residence. Law enforcement detained Duvall, who had multiple warrants out of New York for homicide and a felony drug charge. He was transported to county jail. Dan Squire has news from Humboldt State University.
A graduate from Humboldt State University, class of 1958, has bequeathed a $670,000 donation to the school to be used to enhance the multi-subject teaching credential program. Alice Whitson, who grew up in Eureka and spent a career teaching at schools around the county, left a total of $678,947 to HSU as an expression of gratitude for the affordable education she received. The donation will establish the Alice Whitson Endowment that will be used for the teaching program as well as for scholarships.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The State Department of Public Health released the results of its statewide Healthy Stores for a Healthy Community survey this afternoon. 70 stores in Humboldt County were surveyed, and the results showed that youth in the county have more access to unhealthy products than the state average. More than 55 stores sell little cigars for under a dollar in addition to cigarettes, while 60 of the surveyed stores sell alcohol. Only 23 of the surveyed stores sell fresh produce. Research also revealed an 87% spike in the availability of electronic cigarettes over the past 3 years. Jay McCubbery, who works with the Tobacco-Free Humboldt program, said that the expanded availability of electronic cigarettes is of particular concern, as they believe it represents a spike in the use by teens and young adults. 3 people were rescued by law enforcement on Tuesday night after their vehicle was stuck in snow in the Waterman Ridge area in Willow Creek. Humboldt deputies found a GPS location, but were unable to access the road due to downed trees and snow. Caltrans personnel assisted and cleared the road, and with the help of Trinity County Sheriff's personnel, the victims, a man and 2 women, were transported safely to Eureka. 50-year-old Redway resident Brandon McCann was identified as the pedestrian who suffered fatal injuries after being hit by a vehicle on Redwood Drive over the weekend. McCann was walking in the northbound lane of Redwood Drive on Saturday night when a tank truck that was headed south hit McCann. He succumbed to his injuries on Sunday morning. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.